ABC Radio Australia.
Speaking of Fiji, we hear too at the island nation, where a filmmaker who traces her roots back to Fiji has released a two-hour documentary outlining Fiji's colonial history through her own family story. So let's take a listen.
My earliest memories, my most important memories, are this place. What made me so teary-eyed was the feeling that this wasn't real. Everything that had been was obliterated, it was gone.
Plantations were an extremely violent place to be.
White people comes in that colonial time. They took our land with us not knowing what the deal is all about.
And that was American Alexandra Lacey, who follows the journey of her mother, a fourth generation British colonial born in Fiji in 1925. But as she retraces her mother's steps, she comes across others shaped by Fiji's colonial past. Now, the film is called Fiji Memory Colonial Time. So to find out more, Alexandra joins us on the line from Fiji. With that, I say bula, Alexandra, and welcome to Pacific Beat.
Bula. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Look, this sounds really fascinating and would love to know a little bit more about it. I mean, can I ask, who was your mother and how did this documentary come about?
Yeah, well, you said it already very well, that she was born in Fiji and in Lamy in 1925. She's 99 now. She'll be having her 100th birthday soon.
Wow.
She left Fiji for the first time when she was 18. She married an American soldier during the Second World War. Over years, she came back and forth, but when she had me later in life, and we retrace her steps in the film as she comes back after a 40-year gap in her coming to Fiji. And I had never been to Fiji when I made the film.
Wow.
So that's who she is. I was inspired to make the film, you know, for multiple reasons, but partially because I had heard her story. She's a writer, which her writing is in the film, and her stories of Fiji my whole life. And it was such a fascinating and, you know, romantic, exotic place in my mind from all of her stories. And she loved it so much that, I wanted to see it. I wanted to experience it again with her. I also grew up seeing all of these photos of my ancestors in their colonial kind of in their Western, I should say, like, you know, garb in the tropics. And I thought, what strange people, they look very out of place, and what a unique story and what a unique kind of history that I have. When I became a filmmaker and started making films, it was always rattling around in my mind, and I finally started making it, but it was about 17 years ago, so it took a while.
Yeah, well, Alexandra, that's the thing. How is the story told? Like, are you simply just retracing your mother's steps, or is it more your own story?
It's really not my story, and in fact, I'm not really in it. My voice isn't in it. Of course, I'm making the film, so my point of view is certainly in it through the choices that I make. But it's really my mother's voice. Kind of, I would say that she introduces us to Fiji, me and the viewer, the filmmaker and the viewers, and we kind of start there, and there's some different paths we take in terms of my family history, but through that process we also connect with all the communities in Fiji through meeting people and then telling their family stories, their oral histories as well, and also the history of Fiji. We also interview quite a few academics who tell that story from their point of view and their knowledge base, many of them from the University of South Pacific. And so it's really an interweaving of many stories. The film goes back and forth in time and place. And hopefully all of that together tells the larger story of Fiji and the legacy of colonialism there. Larger quilt, I'll say.
And of course, you know, you touch on that colonialism can often be a bit of a touchy subject. Like, how does your film address the issue?
Well, you know, it I don't know if I said this already, but one of the main drivers for me in making the film was also to understand my mother's kind of complicated relationship to colonialism. And I think, I mean, I can say, you know, coming from America, coming from California, that it's still very present. I mean, I think it's, you know, the legacy of colonialism is here with us in so many things, in so many places in the world. And its remnants. So I still feel connected to that story, and I think it's a really important topic to unpack. But for my mom, she raised me, and she was very anti-colonial in her politics. But then, you know, in her memories, she has these very romanticized happy memories of her colonial childhood. So I kind of entered the topic that way, but then again, try to expand it and hear about what that legacy is here in Fiji from its multiple communities. And then there's another part of the story where my great-great-grandfather, we had the transcripts of a trial because he shot a Fijian man. And so we had those actual transcripts. And this is another story that, you know, I kind of interweave in terms of us you know, taking some kind of accountability for the legacy of colonialism in our own personal family. And I can only access the story that way because that's, you know, my position and my family's position.
Was there anything, though, Alexandra, that you learnt new about your mother during this process of filming?
Yeah, I think I learned more about how she dealt with, you know, she had to kind of face more that head on, kind of this complicated relationship. But also, I think that what was most kind of happy and surprising in some ways is that because, you know, she's British. She seems British. Most people see her as British, but I think really learned about how Fijian she was and how much the culture of Fiji had really impacted who she is and her personality and her values. So I think that was the most eye-opening thing for me and also beautiful. There's a moment where she meets someone, Lidiana, who is this woman, a woman who was living on the land that her family also lived on and had remembered her family, and their kind of connection was so immediate and just deep that was very moving, and we went back and spent more time with her, and that was also really important for my mom to connect, because many places were no longer there, so that was hard for her, and people were no longer there, so meeting someone that she connected with and that part of her really came through in those moments.
It's beautiful. Look, I understand you're in Fiji now, you know, screening at the University of the Pacific in Suva. Like, how has it been received?
Well, it's really important for us to bring this film back to Fiji, and I'm not going to lie, it's a very important audience for me. I was nervous, and it's overall it's just been a really amazing response. We had two screenings, one at the Alliance Française, and they were amazing, and that was a great audience. They've been well attended, the screenings. And then last night we had the larger screening at the University of the South Pacific. They also have been amazing and supportive and helpful there. And we had a really, you know, I think good discussion at the end with great questions. And so I feel good about it. You know, it's been a good experience. And I hope that it seems like people have gotten different things, which is what I hoped from the film, but have gotten something from the film and seem to appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. What is it that you are hoping that people take away once they view this screening?
Well, you know, I think there are different audiences, and different audiences will take away different things. And like I said, there's multiple stories being interwoven together. So I think that you know, here in Fiji, obviously, it's very immediate, the history, and it's history that folks know or they don't know. So I'm hoping that, you know, there's some things that people learn here in Fiji or resonate with them. Of course, I don't want to come to, it's not, you know, I'm not from here, so that's always a little bit tricky to be telling that story. But hopefully, the people who are telling the story in the film are from Fiji. So But I always hope that it would also, you know, provoke conversation and discussion. There's different, like you said before, different opinions on what the legacy of colonialism in Fiji has brought. And I think that there are positive things, although my point of view is certainly a critique. And I also think that I also always hope that, like, beyond Fiji, that, you know, we can that others can also reflect on their position in this history, and especially from a you know, European background and people who live in the colonized world and post-colonial world, that what is our, how have we privileged from this history.
That's so beautiful. Alexandra, that is all the time we have for you this morning, but it does sound exciting. And look, we're looking forward to the fact that your mother's going to be turning 100. So give her our best wishes on celebrating that too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
No worries. That is filmmaker Alexandra Lacey speaking about her new documentary, Fiji Memory, Colonial Time.